You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning! Boy, it's a good-looking morning out there right now.
Yesterday. Wasn't that the perfect?
Yes,
I
went for a walk.
Tom Todd did some gardening.
I went for a walk. And just that sun perfect. Felt nice. It wasn't like a
wasn't
real
hot.
Warm sun.
Right.
I actually got done. I just went for a 20-minute walk or whatever, just around the area. And then I sat out back here on the, just on the boardwalk, whatever you call it. And just to feel that sun a little bit, it's like, oh, it's been a lot of months since the sun felt warm.
I agree. And it wasn't that, it wasn't hot.
No.
It was like perfect.
But it's like, oh, there's like some warmth from the sky.
That was great. Brittany's coming on later, but I hope we have a lot of those
I'm
days coming up.
I'm not happy with her.
What?
I'm not happy with her.
She's awesome.
No, she's not.
Okay. Well, should we save it for her? Do you want to?
I want to hear this.
Okay.
Like I want to hear
how
producer. This is even possible.
I know. I agree. She's one of my faves.
Nobody likes a bragger, Brittany.
I'm the one bragging her up.
He was bragging her up. She didn't call. Did she text you?
No, but Todd already did.
Yeah.
I'm not going. I'm not even joking about this. Okay. I'm not going kayaking with her.
I don't know that a lot of us.
Because
I don't think a lot of us thought
we were going to kayak.
Oh my gosh.
We were going to kayak the Apostle Islands.
I thought you were going to say.
And camp.
Okay. Right. But anyway, let's talk about why you're jealous.
Because I heard she won like 1,000 awards the other night.
The one we
won nothing.
That's
not true. I looked it up last night.
We won 2 awards.
We didn't do real well.
Do we have a plaque?
No, they don't give
them
all.
Do you have a plastic plaque?
No,
yes or no?
You
then
don't
we
have
won
a plaque.
No awards.
Do you remember last year?
We won no awards. We won a piece of paper.
Yep. Second and third they don't spend the money. So that was us again. But Brittany cleaned up. Civic Media did really well. Social Media got some awards.
Lisa Hale got an award.
I have no idea who that is.
Those are your brothers and sisters. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not bitter.
No.
Not at all.
All right. Well, I'm happy for her. I think that's awesome.
Good for you, Jim. Yes.
Did you look that up?
No, I didn't. Could you?
Yeah. It was on the WBA site.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Looked it up and went through them all. Just looking
I would have.
Initials. It was fun. And, you know, second is not, that's not bad. So we got to work just a little bit harder.
No.
What is it?
No.
We have to take first place out.
No, it's just like we have to work really a little bit harder. Whatever, Jim. Like, come on.
Okay, but let me.
What are you guys going to do to step it up?
I was looking at Todd.
I'm the one. That's what I mean.
Well, yes and no though. Having been in the media business for a lot of years and working at some stations where that's their whole image is to win those.
Sure.
They will spend the whole year
just doing that
and doing things specifically. To enter contests.
Johnny, there's some small governments like that. That it's all about how much recognition can we get. And that's
okay.
There's radio stations that do that.
Oh, my God.
That's
Todd,
the committee?
Oh, TV more than radio. I didn't even know radio was such a thing, to be honest with you, until I got into it. But TV is for as feature stories or special events.
They did have some locally here. I don't remember what it was, but you're right.
But there will be a person.
There's a committee that's.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And you can tell which stations focused on it because they're
nominated every
category.
I'm going to be honest, totally honest with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I even told Todd when he said the thing was coming up, I go, that's been a year already?
Yeah, I know, right?
I can't believe that was a year when you got the 2 speeding tickets.
That was a different party.
That was the party. Christmas
party. Oh, I'm sorry.
This was where you put on the sunglasses and thought you put on your reading glasses.
Right, I was helping you.
I was driving down on Saturday to the event, and I'm laughing in the car thinking about that story.
Okay, that's true. That is a true story.
That's true. So yeah, then remember I kind of at that night, then I went back to Chicago for this wedding.
Oh, that's right. So
my wife said, you know,
that's what it was.
So she sent him a, you know, congratulations 1 year. It's amazing how fast. I'll agree with you though, right?
Okay, I'm going to sound like every old man in the world.
I know.
Why does bleep happen so fast?
I know.
Does
I agree.
That though?
I'm with you on
Think
that.
Think about it. Oh, in about God. A month, we'll be halfway through the year already.
No, I
remember when we were talking about the draft. It's like, well, that's so far down the road. Let's not even talk about it.
Yeah. So
a lot of conversation about the draft from a lot of TV people and radio people about how difficult it was to get information about where, when, how, all that kind of stuff. A lot of discussion about that.
Yeah, I'll tell you to break something that happened too, but it is. And I think to complain. Yeah, I think we can help Pittsburgh a little bit. I do. And I like, we both have friends out there. Rocky lives out there for you, and Greg Fisham lives out there for me. So I think we can say, look, you guys, why don't you look at this or something? I don't know. But yeah, I agree with Todd.
My only thing coming out of the whole, whatever you want to call it, okay, would be let the NFL do its thing, let the team do its thing,
yep.
And don't expect a heck of a lot outside of that.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Wouldn't you agree with that, Jim?
Well,
but part of the reason is because that whole day is so consumed with what's going on in that campus.
But it would be cool if they would say, look, we're the NFL. Here's the gated area. And that was huge. I mean, how many acres was that? That was just a huge, huge area. When you go from Rush up to...
It was 1.2 miles, somebody said.
It was huge. If they would say, look, you can control this part.
Yes.
Then we could add Nick in there. We could add cheeseburgers. I mean, cheese curds. And
let the community handle the rest.
And get our buddy in there with the Caribbean food.
Yeah.
You know, that would have been fun if we could have controlled that in the fence.
Totally agree.
Then other people would say, well, I'm not in the fence. I'm not going. I'm not going to buy, you know, $10,000 worth of stuff when I normally sell $2,000 at a Packer game. That would have been, but we didn't have a lot of say in the fence.
That's exactly what I mean. That's 100% what I mean.
And maybe be very strategic and specific about the stuff that's done outside and work together as a community instead of these little pockets.
Totally agree.
You know?
If you leave
and again, it's one of those retrospecting. Okay, let's try it one time. And then, okay, next year, there may never be a next year.
So they closed Lombardi, right?
Right.
And like for what? I mean, there's no... But if you would have just
know, because when I was at the Aaron's thing, I still say the best seat in the house was on top of Aaron's Hill.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And I was looking at all the tents down there on Lombardi. It's like,
why?
Who are they?
Can't get to
what's
them.
Going on there?
So I would have had like food trucks.
Yes, like they were blocked off.
Right. Well, that's what that one lady said. She bought all this stuff and they couldn't get to her.
Right.
It's like you can see it, but you can't get there. I just think if they would have done like.
Did I burp on Mike?
I was listening.
I didn't hear.
Like a food truck alley.
Yes.
All Lombardi, from Ridge all the way down to...
And easy access.
Oh, yeah. You leave the thing, and you can come back and forth without...
Hassle.
Without hassle. And,
totally agree.
And then out of the food truck, it would have been X to get in. Inside the fence would have been, you know, then you're on their POS system. And I get that. So then they kind of keep track of what you sell. But anyway, it was great, but it could have been greater. How's that?
But again, it's one of those things, until you do it one time, you don't know what you would change.
I don't know about that, John, because they went to how many drafts did Brad Toll go to?
Well, I guess I don't know. But I guess I don't know what happened in the other areas. But I think Green Bay, okay, correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't go to away games anymore, but are food trucks a big thing around other NFL cities and game sites anymore? Because Green Bay's a big, let's be honest, God bless the brick and mortar people, but food trucks have become a big thing in Northeast Wisconsin.
Well, no.
Or in Wisconsin.
No, but Nashville is, they're the food truck. They were the food truck capital. They had, so, no, I think they had food trucks. Where they were positioned and, I don't know,
Okay, let me just say this then, Jim. It would be more insightful to talk to like the mayor or chamber of commerce or whomever in Nashville than to talk about the Nashville mayor who said, oh, it was great. Do you know what I mean?
What we should do.
How'd you like? Okay,
get the get the mayor of Pittsburgh on this show and we can tell him about
our
experience.
We'll get Rocky Blyer on if you want.
And we'll get the economic director on there. That's what I mean. We'll get Greg on
here.
When
you brought up the most, I think, the most insightful question in the years we've been doing this show or whatever, and that's no lie. What was success?
Right. How do you measure it? Yep.
How do you measure success? Was it success for the people right here next to us with the coffee shop in the market in downtown Green Bay?
Yeah.
Was it success for
Hagemeister
right here? When you talk about success, what was success with the NFL? It had its success for them.
14 million viewers. They highest in like so many years or something.
Win, 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 win.
Yeah.
But for the people of Green Bay, Northeast Wisconsin, Ashwaubenon, was it a success? Yes or no? That's the question.
And when you ask the mayor or the county executive or the president of the chamber, was it successful? I'd be interested in what they said. Because like I told you, I would have had Dr. Hunsinger, who runs the medical college in Green Bay, introduce
somebody.
For people
watching in Dubuque, Iowa, would say, oh my God, it was fantastic.
Yeah, but they love the Packers, and the Packers love them. I wish we could have worked our way in. Like, just like the governor in Kentucky, right? I mean, when they gave the trophy to, not journalism, who won that thing? Did you watch that race?
The Kentucky Derby?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was a great, great race.
That was phenomenal. I can't believe how far he came back from.
Oh, man. Can you imagine that?
Oh, there's something about that when it's wet and muddy that's more fun, isn't it?
The six pair of glasses or goggles.
I wanted to bet, but I didn't have a clue on anybody.
The names were, yeah.
I thought about journalism just because, okay.
Yes, you're in it.
But
right?
it placed Sovereignty or showed. Though,
that was.
Anyway, did he come from behind?
I want to talk about a little bit of an analogy, a little bit of a stretch, but when the governor gave the trophy out,
yeah,
did you know, from economic development and the fastest growing and he went on and on. It's like, okay, governor, give him the trophy.
I know.
But that sounds like something he would do. Exactly. That's what I said. But we didn't do that here for the draft.
Gotcha.
It would have been cool if Mark Murphy would have gone out there from a place with a growing medical college and the fastest growing technical school in the United States and the university system and the best fish hatchery in Wisconsin, right here. He didn't give the trophy out. That guy took like 20 seconds, sounded like a half hour, but it was like 20 seconds he talked, and I was like, wow. But I'll give him credit because he's the governor.
The campus of Lambeau Field, phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
Anything else? Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I just didn't get, I mean, what those, again, I told
and
you
no
last week.
And no disrespect to anything outside the campus, but for the diehard, these are diehard draft people that come to town, and that campus gave them everything they wanted.
Oh, they loved it.
Didn't have to move.
I haven't talked to anyone who was there that didn't like it.
Had a problem. None. So that was a huge success.
Yeah.
But like you said, Mino, not taking anything away from the organizations that put on little music festivals or like the Booyah Bash.
And all.
I mean, to me, those were successful.
Yes.
They could be done any time of the year.
Absolutely. Yes. Right. Didn't need that crowd. Didn't need the NFL draft crowd for that.
Right.
Because, you know, we attended a couple of those and there were a lot of Green Bay people there. I mean, people from Wisconsin there. There were people
and
that would
I got to be honest with you, that one night I was sitting in my apartment up here and I heard that crowd across the river with that group. I can't even remember the name of the group, Todd.
I'm not sure.
Okay. But if that, I've never heard anything like it.
Yeah.
I've never heard more. I've never heard a crowd more into a band than that crowd was. And I'm going to be honest with you. You can have Alpine Village. I've been there for concerts, been whatever. Had an altercation. I'll be honest with you that I'm not proud of with my daughters and somebody tried to cut in. Leaving a New Kids on the Block concert. I'm never going to get into that.
You went to New Kids on the Block? Wow. You're a good dad.
Oh. You did. You went to it.
That's nice.
Okay. I got a special song for you coming up.
I know.
Up,
I was going to say.
If I hadn't already started this one, I would already have
that's
something lined
one.
Up.
1990. Yeah. And KOB. What?
How fun.
And KOB.
What?
You're ridiculous.
Yeah, you are.
I love it.
Alrighty. My daughter's actually, never mind. Okay. I used to be a bad person.
What?
Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. 49 in Green Bay, 46 in Appleton, 49 in Oshkosh. Thank you for the Northland Hotel for putting their flag up today, Jim, because the winds are coming.
Jim, did you get that done for us?
For John, yes, for John. Not for us.
The winds are coming from the north at 10 miles an hour.
Let me look her up.
That's probably right.
North, 12. Very nice job.
Thank you. Yep. Today is Astronaut Day. I always wanted to be an astronaut when I was a kid.
We brought an astronaut here. It was awesome. I mean, this guy was in space. I don't know what his name was. Just one of the guys who flew on and he was doing some tour, and we called him, and he came to the Neville Museum. And it's weird with astronauts. Some people are like, oh, there's an astronaut here. Other people, like, can't believe he was out in space. You know what I mean? Like, some people are in awe of astronauts. And we had a crew there. Some of them were a little bit older that couldn't wait to shake this guy's hand. And it was just a really cool presentation he gave. But, yeah. I don't think you can do that because you're claustrophobic. No way you could ever do that.
I agree. Yeah. Can I talk behind the curtain?
What?
They say astronauts, a single astronaut, even the other ones, like nobody like could hook up quicker than anybody.
I bet I was in space.
Oh, I bet. Like, I bet. That's a pretty small group.
Yeah. Who is the guy that brought a bunch of pennies with him? And then he got killed. He was the guy that was killed in Apollo 8? That terrible fire, that explosion, remember? He was on the moon, or was on the thing, and he brought a bunch of pennies, and he'd be in, like, bars. It's in the movie, actually. You can see it's in the movie. And he had waitress be like, hey, I'm going to give you a tip, a penny. Really? You're giving me a penny? This penny was on the moon.
Wow.
What?
I don't believe that.
Oh, it's a true story.
They let him do that?
Oh, yeah.
That's why I know they really like
Neil. And they'd be like, oh, my God, this penny's on the moon?
I just know
this is your tip, sweetie.
Yeah. Wow. Like, it was with Neil Armstrong, one of the interview things was like he had zero desire to make money off this.
And
Neil Armstrong, the first guy on the moon.
Oh, yeah.
They just,
but who was the guy in Dancing with the Stars?
Well, see, I was just going to say that a lot of those.
Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah. Was he on Dancing with the Stars?
Weird. He was like 90. Remember when he was like a little bit. You know what he reminded me of?
I missed that.
You know what he reminded me of? Because you know what the biggest story going around in sports right now in a weird way? It's like. Bill Belichick, what the hell?
Too much ink on
that. You know who they're reminding him? They're comparing his girlfriend to Jill Biden, where Biden's a little bit out of it, and she kind of like...
calling the shots.
Yeah.
Making the money. Yep.
They're calling her Jill.
That story, though, is... Don't you think there's kids, I mean, not kids, like people in their 30s that wish they would have never heard this? Because he was kind of like...
Oh, my God!
Right?
He was like on the Mount... Rushmore of coaches.
Right. He's like and now Lombardi. It's like,
what?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if he's slipping. I don't know.
Let's be honest. He's not the only one slipping and doing weird stuff.
I think that's disgusting that somebody his age is with this really high 24-year-old.
Okay, John. Okay. All right, there. All right.
Makes you want to throw up.
All right, Julie,
just like,
shut
just
up
like Brittany,
off.
He's so jealous. Yeah. Joey, so jealous.
Joey, that makes you want to vomit. Will you agree?
Todd's right about, even his boss, Kraft, but...
He did that too, though.
I know, but this Belichick's kind of paraded it around. He doesn't need to do that.
Too much.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, I'm not saying that stuff doesn't happen. That stuff happens every day. But, I mean, come on. Let us just talk about football. I know.
It's like weird.
And there was.
And he's the last guy in the world anybody would expect that from.
One of the last. Yeah. I mean, can you see Holmgren or any of those guys doing that?
No.
Not in a million years,
right? No, never. Last guy I would ever expect that from. Ever. Got some text here. Hey, you guys are number one to us, guys. Brian.
Hey, Brian. That's nice, Brian. Because Brian kind of hurt my feelings last week. But yeah, he's okay.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's snarky, Brian. I think it was
I think he was very
big. Oh, you didn't win.
Serious.
Oh, you're all winners. Remember the Seinfeld where they're running the marathon?
Yeah.
You're all winners. That's what that was, Brian. Thank you. Cheese Curd Nick. Good morning, gentlemen. Awesome. Good morning, Cheese Curd Nick.
He's coming to one of my...
If I was Cheese Curd Nick...
That guy, yes.
I'd weigh 700 pounds.
Yeah, well, he's... I think
because he can make the best tasting things ever.
And everything. Remember fish?
Yeah.
Brats?
Yeah.
Obviously, cheese curds, but... what I
You'd
like
be
about,
proud of me, though.
How's that? Are you down?
No.
Where you at?
No, but I'm on my way.
Yeah.
I got a new recipe for a soup.
Lord, for what? Soup?
Okay. So I went to Aldi's yesterday. I even brought my bag with me. I was so proud.
Wow, that's good. Nice job.
Does that save you a nickel?
Yeah, even though when I was walking in, a lady goes, would you like my cart? Sure.
Oh, that's
nice. And she offered me the quarter. I'm like, no, it's okay. Is that, I felt good by turning down a quarter.
No, you should have given her a quarter, John, because she, when she returns the cart, she gets a quarter. And she, why did she give you a quarter? That means you made 50 cents on that deal. You understand what I'm saying?
I've never used the quarter. I didn't know exactly how that worked.
I think it's a quarter when to put it in.
Right.
You get your cart.
To
and
get a cart.
But then when you put it back, you get a quarter.
Right. Well, yeah, it just, the little chain
but,
pushes the quarter back out.
I know, but she gave John the cart and the quarter. So he, I had 50 cents on this
deal. Well, if he didn't, if he took that quarter out when he was done, then he did get 50 cents on the deal.
Well, no. I actually had my little bag with me, and I was walking. She goes, hey, you want my cart? I'm like, sure.
Right.
So I took it into the store, and then I took it in my car, and then just left it out in the parking lot.
Oh, somebody's going to.
So you paid for it. Yeah. You lost the quarter.
No, he didn't. She gave him a quarter.
Yeah, but he should have made.
She offered me the quarter. Yeah,
he's looking at, Todd's looking at the opportunity cost.
I wasn't sure
cost.
What even to do.
The opportunity cost. You could have made another quarter. You didn't lose a quarter, but the opportunity cost you did.
There you go.
I get it. It's like going to school for 5 years. It's like, okay, cost you, what, 15 grand, but really the opportunity cost, it cost you another 40,000. So it was like 55,000. You understand what I'm saying?
No.
I do. I didn't know how, when she offered me the quarter, I didn't know what I was supposed to do with it type of thing.
Wow. I mean, that's, she must have liked you. That's.
I think she was coming on to me.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, when a woman offers you a cart with a quarter in it,
I know.
Absolutely,
I
know. She's coming on.
She's
to
coming
you.
On
yes
big
or no,
time.
Guys.
Big time. That the cart alone is coming on.
Guys, quick pull. Was this?
She was
chick
John.
Hitting on me in the parking lot of Aldi's after she put her kids in the car seat.
Yeah.
By offering me the quarter and a cart, yes or no? Michael says, I won big on Derby Day.
Oh, cool.
Let us know, Michael.
That was $8,
good morning, everybody.
I think.
Vicky. Hello. Brittany Merlot will not be joining us today.
Yes, she is. We got a good lineup today.
Fine. Back after this. Because it won't take long.
And now, coming to you from Mino and the Mayor. This is How Many, the brand new game show where everybody tries to decide how many awards Brittany Merlot won at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Awards Saturday night. Here's your host, John Mino.
I know one of the answers is more than us.
A lot more.
You're the winner.
All right.
Let's put it this
I think
way.
I am the winner.
Let's put it this way. You know what the difference is between winning an award? You know what the difference is? You know what the actual, like, the line of demarcation, the demilitarized zone is between actually winning an award and thanks for being a participant is? If it's a piece of paper or if it's extra on plastic.
With pictures.
Yes.
With pictures. We
yes.
We didn't get pictures. I agree.
Yes.
They really,
could
they
you
should.
Take, could somebody, like, sit right here and just type up a little thing? And take it to the computer over
yes.
there and print it yeah. and then but give it to you. Is that an award?
I will say with you media guys, that's a far drop from first
huge
to second.
Huge drop. Oh,
a
my
lot of
God.
Times, well, a lot of times they bring you up on stage. All
did
of
you ever
you,
watch, but, no, did just, you wait, watch wait, the wait, movie? Did you watch say, Yellowstone? You get, just, yes
no,
or no?
No. But let me just finish this. So if there's third place is so-and-so, and then maybe stand up and people applaud, and the second place they might bring you up there. But the first place, they let you to say something.
Yeah.
Not because else people take up too much mic time. You guys, which is fine. I mean, that's the industry works, but the first place is like it, which is fine. I'm happy for her.
Did Brittany. You watch the series Yellowstone?
No.
When they had to get rid of somebody, it was called taking them to the train station. And it was this little place off this cliff. Where it's like it was Wyoming, Montana, and some other state all come together. But neither one of the states really owned it. So they would drop off bodies over there. And it's just taking a train. And they just like disappear. Okay.
Wow.
Getting a third place award or whatever we did with that piece of paper. They basically took us to the train station. Okay.
There you go.
Where the Britneys of the world got their pictures taken for statewide acclaim.
Right. In a really nice area setting with the backdrop and
with
the
Judd,
GM
who lives right above us. He lives right above us.
Yeah.
We could shoot a bullet up here and shoot him in his bed probably.
We would,
And John we Favre. Asked to get a John picture Favre. Taken with him, and he said, no, because yep. you're not a winner.
He did. He wouldn't even do it as a like a joke.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brittany Merlot winning three Brittany, first place awesome. Awards this
Brittany,
year.
Nice job. I'm happy for
congratulations.
You, I think that's great. Yeah.
Thank
that's great.
You guys. Right. Thank hey, great. You so much. Hey, yeah, thanks, I've never sir. Been to the awards. I've never won an award. So, I mean, just being able to go, I was just purely excited to be nominated. I mean, you're in the top three if you get nominated. So for right. me, I was just so excited.
Hey, Brittany,
and it's competitive. Butt,
you know
hey, Brittany,
what I mean?
Hey, Brittany, how would yeah. you like to be this guy? How would you like to be this guy? How would you like to be this guy that comes down to the thing and was so unbelievably convinced that you were going to win that you and your partner were literally drawing diagrams of the way we should go to accept our award?
Yeah.
Because, well, that's too crowded over here with those.
Let's go up this
let's
staircase.
Let's go this yeah. way. We drew diagrams, okay?
We did.
And Brittany, and Brittany, hey, Brittany, not only that, yeah. not only that, not only that. The president of the entire company, the owner of every station, the man who calls every single shots, was sitting next to you at dinner, and then he gets up and leaves and goes sits with somebody else.
He did. He talked to John for like 45 seconds.
Well,
it's like, where'd Sage go? he's sitting over at that other table laughing, having a good time. So just one other thing, Johnny, that we have to mention is that.
And
we
then the guy you're driving back with gets stopped twice by the police for speeding.
That was a different event. But anyway.
Well, that was Christmas. Yeah. Never mind.
But Brittany, the other thing we did besides really, and that's true about mapping out how we're going to get up there to accept our award. You go up this staircase and we'll meet in the middle and all that. Then I brought pocketful of those little bags of M&Ms to yep. give out after we won. Because for mine on the mayor, just M&Ms. I bought a whole bunch of them. And so we just went back to the room, got a bottle of wine, and ate M&Ms and drank wine.
And then didn't we drive that home like that night? Night?
No, you didn't.
Didn't I?
Not that night.
I did. I left the next morning.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
Congratulations,
Brittany.
A lot of texts coming in.
We got text
we're happy
galore.
For you.
Thank
oh,
you.
But wait, yeah,
you deserve that.
Hey, hey, Brittany, enough about you for a minute. Got this other one from Mike. The chick at Aldi's parking lot was so into you. Everybody knows that if a woman offers a guy a cart and a quarter, you are in like Flynn, Mike.
At Aldi's, by the way.
Yeah. Got another one. Happy Cinco de Mayo Day from Tori. Be nice to Brittany. Love we love her. Congrats, Brittany, Tammy.
All right, there you
congratulations,
go.
Congratulations, Brittany. Great job, Vicky.
Oh, there, see? That's now we're getting somewhere. So were you surprised?
I was so shocked. I wasn't even in the room, okay? You know, we're sitting there eating dinner. It's taken a long time. It's yes. a long night.
It's a long night.
There's a lot
night.
Of awards. Yeah. So I wasn't even in the room, and I walked in, and I hear WXCO, and I was like, you have got to be kidding me. So I had to go straight there. It was just
right up on
rush.
Stage.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Cool.
That's so yeah. hard to do, Brittany. Wow. Hey, Brittany,
we know.
Got about 12 more minutes. Tell us how hard that was to get up out of your seat and go collect your plastic award. Wow.
That's a nice
what?
Award.
Because Jim and I didn't have that problem.
Yeah. Tell us what
I
else.
I got one for you guys, though, for the EAA World's Busiest Airport.
That's right.
I heard that. That's awesome.
What did you? And actually, I got to tell you guys, she actually grabbed me for the picture. So I am in that picture with her, with Judd. So can you send that to me, Brittany, by the way?
Because we'll
I'm going
feel better
I'm
about
gonna,
that.
I'm going to put that up in the studio just
no,
to tick
no,
these
no,
guys
no, no,
off.
No, 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 no. Send me a copy. I'm going to print that. I don't know how to print, but I'm going to print. I'm going to weave. I'm going to get a print. Yeah. And I'm going to tape that. Judd lives like 12 steps away from me. The apartment's here. I'm going to tape that all over his door.
Yeah. Yes.
But here's what I want to do. I want to Photoshop Jim and I's heads over him with you. Can we? Where's Amanda?
And I want a copy
Amanda
of that.
Could do that.
Amanda could do that.
Amanda could do
she
that.
She won an award, too.
Yes, she did. She
everybody won an award except us.
I agree.
Jim.
I know it hurt.
Lisa Hale
everybody.
Won. Lisa Hale. Yep.
Wow. We did take second.
You were second. Yeah.
Yeah, but we didn't win. We're, you know us. We're a little.
You
a
either
little
win or you don't
exactly.
win.
Exactly. Neither
hey,
win
by
or
the way,
lose.
Who came in second for the Heisman Trophy this year?
Yeah. Nobody
who
knows.
Was it? Nobody knows.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah, really?
Sir. Sir. How many liters in a gallon?
We're going to see Nate.
Nobody
Friday.
Knows.
Friday's here. So I think it's going to be fun.
Congratulations,
yeah,
Brittany. It was great to hang out with
Brittany,
you.
You got
thank
two. I know you got the
it
EA.
Was.
You got the EAA award. You did a story down there, not just the weather, right? Is this more of a.
Yeah. So this was all about, like, this was before the event even happened. And it was kind of recapping different weather events and how tough it is for pilots to get into Oshkosh. I mean, it is the world's busiest airport. We hear it a million times. But to actually hear them talk about how hard it is coming from different states, trying to get in line, what VFR versus IFR is, different. different flight rules, a lot of things with weather and strong wind gusts. I mean, we had those tornadoes threatening and went through Ripon a couple of years ago. And, you know, where's the evacuation? Where do you, how do you tie your plane down? So we talked about a bunch of different things. And even if you're camping, which way to face the camper if a storm's coming through so it doesn't flip over. It was a pretty fun story.
Can I ask you something, Brittany? Yeah. Was that a story that we featured on New Wisco Weekend?
It absolutely was.
Thank you. Yeah. Award-winning New Wisco Weekend. We're going to start saying that every time we talk about the
show. I was going to ask if every time we introduce Brittany, we have to say award-winning.
I'm going to make you.
Okay.
Oh,
okay. That won't hurt.
Bless me.
Wow.
Oh, wait, so that was one award. And then what was the other? What were the other two?
So here's the crazy part. So a lot of these stories that I put together, I put them together for New Wisco Weekend that aired there. But a lot of them I also made shorter and smaller for my news and Wausau. So one of them was about the cranberry economy and the freeze that had happened. So it was pretty much cranberry farmers up north kind of worried about the lack of exports, where their future is going. And then we also had a crazy freeze a little late in the season. And so what happened is a lot of their crop got damaged. So I kind of went over that and how hard work it is when they're out there with fire hoses trying to blast those berries or the cranberries back down so they're not damaged. And it was a fun story.
Brittany, let me tell you my cranberry story very quickly.
So I got one too.
Okay. I was in a small investment group with my dad. And then
now mine.
No, just wait. and my four brothers, right? And we would just meet like once a month, have lunch and invest, like not a lot, $200, $300. We just put in $50 or $75 and we'd buy it. And we bought stock in a cranberry company. I think it was, that's Black Creek, right? Is that where they grow them all? Anyway, some company we invested in. It went down, their stock went down. So then we're all at lunch. Because we had, you know, you had to give a report, and Lee's like, okay, would you ready to serve lunch? Eat, no, what would you like to drink? We're all like cranberry juice, to try to get some info.
Absolutely,
did work.
No, did they go under?
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right.
Brittany, you want to hear my story? It's a lot better.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was fishing. I used to have a buddy who was a DNR guy, so he'd give me these maps of really out of the way fishing places. And it's up around like Leona, Crandon, Tomahawk, all those little towns, okay? And he'd give me these DNR maps at like little logging roads. And he said, there's this pond, this great pond you got to try. So I go in, it was a cranberry marsh, okay? I didn't know what a cranberry marsh was. I stepped in, I went up to my neck, and I had to grab like the bush.
The bush.
To pull myself out.
Oh my gosh.
I would have disappeared. Nobody would have ever known what happened to John Mino. I would have gone down. If I had gone down, Brittany, underneath and I couldn't get up, I would have my body would have never been found. I would have been lost in a cranberry bog.
That's terrifying.
That's what I'm looking for. Yeah, maybe that would have preserved. Who knows? I don't know. Maybe that would have preserved your body. I don't know, John. True. That's, how come you didn't go under? What saved you?
Because I grabbed the bush.
How'd you get away, though? I mean, that bush.
Because I grabbed the thing. And I lifted my leg and, like, thank God I was an athlete. And I lifted myself out. Cranberry bogs are dangerous, Brittany. Maybe you should have brought that up in your award-winning story.
I will do it this year. Yeah. How's that?
Be nice.
We'll probably win an award on that.
Save some lives.
Or stock tips.
There are people that have disappeared because of that and lost a lot of money. Your cranberry bleep.
All right, so that was, okay, that was two. So EAA, cranberries, what was the third one?
So the EAA was best feature, then I got the best spot news was the cranberries, and then best newscast. So there's a bunch of little stories in there, and one of the longer ones, so I'm going to say it's probably this one, is about Granite Peak and kind of like Rib Mountain and their trail planning that they're going through right now. And so when I dug into that, I went and found their climate report and how their their lease with Granite Peak is expiring soon, and then they're looking into climate change and all the skiable days are dwindling.
Oh yeah,
and all these different things. So
we did that.
That's
story.
Leverage.
We did that 2 weeks before you did.
We broke that story.
Yeah, we did. We were on Granite Peak trying to ski.
That's right.
But think about that when you go negotiate. Say, wait, with global warming, we can only ski, you know, 90 days instead of maybe a little more than that. But I would find that interesting. I just don't. Yeah, we did do that story, but I don't know. I don't remember the outcome. Mm. Good yeah. job, Brittany. Yeah, congratulations.
Wildfires, congratulations, Brittany. Hey,
Thank you so much.
Ooh, look at you. All right, let me guess. You're
going to an award-winning journalist.
You're going to bring your awards to the Christmas party so we're listening to it again?
Should I have a welder to the hood of her car?
I'm pretty
what
sure.
What do we do with these things?
I'm pretty sure I said to Brittany, you know they're going to give you crap about this on Monday.
Imagine that.
I don't know if we actually had that conversation because there may have been a few adult beverages
that
going
is a good
on
party.
That night. But,
that is a fun party.
Oh, hey, Brittany, are you the one that got him hammered?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't. No, I'm just kidding. I did not get hammered.
Oh, you did too.
No, it was just a very long
night.
Well,
every picture that you took looked like you were kind of hammered.
I was not. But there was some dancing, and now my legs hurt. So
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Did. I saw him on the dance floor.
Well, you danced? Okay.
Wow. All right.
I would never dance
in public.
Why can
we miss
public?
That party?
I would never, ever dance in public. Ever. Oh. Last time I danced was my daughter's wedding, and I think somebody said, you're not a good dancer.
Yeah. You were just dancing a few minutes ago with your story, I feel. Yeah. Like.
That's
you would
different.
Be a great dancer.
Yeah. There's a difference between dancing and grinding. I'm from the waist up, I'm amazing. I swear to God, I'm unbelievable.
Oh, good. Finally, the music started.
Can you can you stick around and actually give us a weather forecast
yeah,
for the week, Brittany?
Sure.
We'll take a day like yesterday.
Oh, really? An award-winning journalist has the time for us? Wow. Thank you so much. Wow.
You know I love you guys.
Yeah,
so
whatever.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back, Mind of the Mayor. Wow, we got a vicious text from Michael, one of our favorite people in the world. Mino, no more quiche for you. Too much hate on Brittany. The award winner.
She is.
Got my back. All right. Thank you.
There's a lot of people out there got your back. All right. Well, Brittany, that's congrats. I mean, that's
congratulations.
That is pretty cool.
Did you well deserved.
So what do you are you having like a little party at the house? Did you like celebrate?
Your pop up camper?
In your
You have to tell me. I've never won awards before. I have no idea. I'm still in shock.
Yeah,
it's
we don't know either.
So
okay.
Cool.
Well, not for this. We have other awards. I think
you've got awards. Come on.
Yeah, but I think it's really important to celebrate. I do.
I agree.
So I think you should
acknowledge
do something.
Your work.
If you want to, come on our show? No,
not after this morning. After,
well, anyway, congrats. Right. Yeah, I don't know. I'd have some friends over, you know. We got to drink
something.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I'll come over. Let's do this.
Have your little plaques, you know.
Okay, here's what we're going to do.
We were going to do that here, but then somebody spilled on our piece of paper award, and we had to throw it away.
Oh, yeah, well.
So, you know, with your plastic thing, you don't have to worry about it.
Okay, so Brittany, the Northland Hotel, right? They have that lower level that it's got the bowling alley, pool table, bar. Yeah, well, downstairs.
Oh yeah.
You could rent that out. Let's rent that out and have a party for Brittany.
I think we should do that. I'm not even kidding.
Me either,
Brittany. I'm all in.
That would be fun. They'd give us a really good deal, and
it would be so fun.
And we could just you pick out what kind of music you want. We'll just have that all. Somebody make whatever they call that now. It used to be called a party tape, whatever. Somebody's got to be in charge of the music.
Mixtape.
And we'll get some great hors d'oeuvres. It'll be a cash bar.
Do you want me to do the mixtape?
Yes.
Be like Trucker Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we.
But you deserve something, Brittany. What you've done for Civic Media, you deserve something.
Yeah. And you.
Thank you. You're making me cry.
It's awesome. What you do, though, you're awesome. And we'd love to give you crap because we don't think you deserved it, and we did.
Other than that, had we won, it would be a total different show. But, you know.
Right. You think she'll be throwing a party for us up at Rim Mountain or something?
Yeah.
All right. We'll work on that.
Top of Granite Peak.
Mm. That's pretty cool. And so tell you,
that's how you arrive. That'd be fun.
We'll get a date. All right.
We're proud of you.
Yeah, we are. It's awesome.
Thank you, guys.
We're very proud of you. How many times, Todd, has she ever name called?
Well, three times, right?
Three times as a winner.
As a winner.
This is the state of Wisconsin. This is the entire state. Every single media outlet is there. And Brittany Merlot's name was called for first place three times.
And for those of us who are kind of maybe a little bit newer to the industry, you'd be shocked how many media outlets there are.
Oh, my goodness.
You kind of think 2, 5, 11, Fox. And then, you know, some radio
stations. Every radio station?
Well, then it just goes on and on. I mean, there's...
I read something. There were like 1,100 nominees for the whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's just...
And Britney won 3 top awards. That's incredible.
Oh, my gosh. I have chills.
No, we're proud of you.
Yeah, that's great. All right, 4 minutes.
So happy for you. Yeah, just go ahead. We're going to go get some coffee.
But we're all going to celebrate because, you know, I had a Mother Nature. She's excited, too. She's just got a nice high-pressure system over us. Nothing but sunshine, making my job easy this week. Honestly.
I will say it looks pretty good for the week.
Yeah, tomorrow's like 70?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get 70 tomorrow. We're also going to be into near 70 on Friday. We'll be into the mid-70s on Saturday.
Beautiful.
We'll hold on to the 70s on Sunday.
Beautiful.
I mean, it's fantastic, honestly, this week.
We have a wedding to go to, and you know, the bride-to-be worries about the wedding.
Everybody does.
The day they get engaged. You know, like,
yeah.
No, so anyway, it really looks good, so that's great.
I actually, you know what I did yesterday? I went for a walk, mm-hmm. which was just nice, and I actually sat outside here by the river. Yeah. And I just, like, let the sun hit me because it's, like, it's probably been October since you felt any warmth from the sun. Wouldn't you agree, Brittany?
Oh, yes. I was doing the same thing. It felt so good.
Yeah.
Oh, and refreshing, and it rejuvenates you, too.
Honestly. Yeah.
There's something. Yeah.
There's something. I mean, I know it causes problems or whatever, but there's something about the therapeutic feel of a warm sun on you.
Natural.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I stripped down to like almost nothing out there.
Let's play another game this morning as long as we are playing games. And looking at Jim and John, Brittany, who got more sun yesterday? Huh. Jim Schmidt or John Mino? What do you think?
I would say this is a tough one.
Yeah. Well, he's
Jim.
Jim, yes, there you go.
John has a head start. He's Italian, you know.
Which opened the door at Chernobyl?
I get it.
Hey, which one is German? Which one is Italian?
Yeah, right.
You burn so quick, don't you?
Yeah, I'm not Italian.
But does it get dark then?
I don't know, John.
Brittany, I mean, you do any else? Sun, you really light up.
I do. I love the sun.
Yeah.
I do. I just do. I think it's great. And we had,
So, Brittany, what does it look like this week?
Oh, just fantastic. Honestly, today's high, 62 degrees. I mean, there's a few little sprinkles that are rolling through like Sheboygan, Fond du Lac area this morning, but the moisture is so minimal this week. Honestly, it's going to be dry, sunny, perfect. The only chances we have for rain would be there's a weak cold front moving through on Wednesday, but I don't think anything is going to come from it. It's just going to drop our temperatures a little bit. So we'll hit the 70s tomorrow, drop a little bit Wednesday, and then a chance of some rain rolling through on Saturday with the next front, but nothing widespread, not an all-day thing. It'll just move in and out.
Great.
Beautiful.
All right.
Yay.
Brittany, congratulations. Yeah. It is so well-deserved.
Thank
we absolutely adore you coming on this show and are so proud of you.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
And we'll get the party going.
The
we'll get the party scheduled.
We're
going
to throw a party,
we are.
Even if you can't make it.
I'll be there.
We're going to work on free beer. Thank you, Brittany Merlot. Congratulations. You're an award-winning journalist, you.
Thank you so much.
It feels like years since it's been here. Little darling, the smile's returning to the faces.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.